Either Makorot.
Maseches Rosh Hashanah, our Masechta for tonight, has four prakim and two topics.
Oh!
The first is Kiddush HaChodesh. We know that our calendar follows the months of the moon. If you ever wanted to learn about the calendar, now's a good time to take notes. We know that our calendar follows the months of the moon, what's known as a lunar schedule. We know that the Levana, Captain, you're welcome to sit here if you'd like. We know that the Levana renews itself. We know that the Levana renews itself, let's go, from time to time. And those periods, are broken up into months. So the Levana renews itself, and those periods are broken up into months. The Levana does not have its own light, rather it receives light from the Chama. And no, I did not know that Maseches Rosh Hashanah, January 19th, was going to be the week of Shabbos Mevarchim Shvat.
No way.
From the Chama every time, right? And that itself shines a light on the moon, either fully or partially. From this we know that from the beginning until the 15th of each month, for the first half of the month, the light of the Levana increases. In the second half of the month, the light of the Levana decreases and is diminished until by the end of the month, there's no light at all.
It's like a science lesson.
Yeah. When the Levana begins this monthly cycle once again the next month, that moment is called the Molad. If you ever want to know what the Molad actually is, when the Levana begins this monthly cycle once again the next month, so that's called the Molad, right? The Molad will be. So, because it says if the Levana, yeah, because it says if the Levana has been born anew. So it's the Molad from the word Nolad from the word creating. The amount of time between Molad and Molad can either be, it varies, can either be 29 days and some hours and Chalakim and be considered a Chodesh Male, 30 days, we're going to go through them.
What is the Shir of a Chalakim?
Or seconds, yeah. Seconds to minutes.
Milliseconds.
Right, seconds, or like milliseconds really, yeah. And be considered a Chodesh Male of 30 days or a Chodesh Chaser of 29. So the Chodesh Male is 30, the Chodesh Chaser is 29.
The Molad for this month is 536 and 8 Chalakim.
Beautiful.
Jerusalem standard.
Beautiful. I always say we had this problem in Morashat, and we're going to get back this year. In the Shtili Shabbos morning minion, which as a member of the Ed staff, I'm in charge of co-running. So we were there. But let's be honest, Eitan Moshe, Eitan Dre, I did not run the minion. I Richter in it. Beautiful. Anyway, So I always say when you're not sure, we did not know until we got the Ezra's Torah Luach. We did not know. So we said that whenever you're not sure, it's something like 12 chalakim, right? Whenever you're not sure, just like to make it up, it sounds like a good made up thing. I think we did this. Nobody's going to call you out on it. Let's go. Come on. If the month, we're moving forward. If the month of the Levana would be exactly 29 and a half days, then each month would switch off being Male every other month, and Chaser. The Male every other would be Tishrei, Kislev, Shvat, Nisan, Sivan, and Av. And the Chaser would be, obviously, Elul, Tammuz, Iyar, Adar, Teves, Cheshvan. But because no month is exactly that amount of time, there are always extra hours and minutes beyond exactly half a day. And additionally, because Rosh Hashanah can and is pushed off in the day of the Molad of Tishrei, based on the klal of, this you should know, the klal of Lo Adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah cannot, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, obviously the second day can, the first day of Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on Adu Rosh. It's Aleph, Dalid, Vav, and then Rosh. Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on, the first day of Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. The second day often is, and we haven't had a Rosh Hashanah Shacholios B'Shabbos in a while. We have one in 2020, but Tashin Pei, but 2019 Tashin Pei, yeah. Yeah.
Question, why is it that in Yerushalayim, the Chalakim go up by one, start at, I think, 7, 8, 9, 10, 16 through L?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Sorry. Wait. As I always say, even Rashi says, Vani lo yadati, so we're in good company, but I'm really not sure. Okay.
Rashi.
So Lo Adu Rosh, the Rosh Hashanah, the first day cannot fall out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Why is that, by the way?
Good question.
The reason why, and I'll tell you tonight, we learn something new every day, is so that Hoshana Rabbah should not fall out on Shabbos. Why specifically is it that it ends up, that the whole point of this is, the whole point of the calendaric setup and format is that, is so that Hoshana Rabbah does not fall out on Shabbos, is because we have at the end of davening Hoshana Rabbah, after we've done our Hoshanas and Hakafos, we have something called Chavitas HaArava, beating the Arava. So there are a number of Lamatas Malachas that you violate if you accomplish what you want to accomplish in Chavitas HaArava, besides beating, you know, like your younger sibling or whatever. But if you do Chavitas HaArava properly, so that's considered to be a Malacha. It's for this reason that certain consecutive months can be Chaser or Mole. You can have two in a row, Zach, of Chaser, two in a row that are Mole. All of this was calculated by Hillel Hasheni. We should know. Somebody asks us, who set up the calendar? Hillel Hasheni, not Hillel HaZaken. It's like a grandson, I think, either a grandson or a great-grandson like of King the Hillel that we know. What?
It's like King Griffey Jr.
Yeah, yeah. So all of this was calculated by Hillel Hasheni. All this was calculated, excuse me, by Hillel Hasheni, excuse me, who set up our calendar as we know it today. During the Mishnah's times, Eidim would be Mekadesh, the Chodesh, Apia Re'iyah. After those Eidim would be Mekadesh the Chodesh, to know how it's done, the whole process. After those Eidim would be Mekadesh the Chodesh, messengers were sent out to distant locations in both Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz to inform cities which day the Chodesh was sanctified. The one condition was that these messengers would only go out in months that had a Yontif or a Tanis. This way you would know that it's, you know, that certain month had like something famous. They had what we would call, you know, like a red letter day.
Yaki,
so they would have either a Tanis or not exactly that. And that was also that Masech Rosh Hashanah and the Mishnayos in Perek Imen HaMakirin, and you know the beginning of the third Perek before the Mishnah about Shofar. Shofar is not the Mishnah of Tkiya Shofar. Our second topic for tonight is not the first Mishnah in the third parak, but the first Mishnah continues the third parak with Eidus. What's included in this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? Now we start with the Mekaris. What's included in this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? So there's a machlokas rishonim if Ibur Hashanah, adding a month, right? That's where the term Ibur comes from. That's why it's Ibur, because Shana Mubaris, the year is impregnated. It's like pregnant with like another month. So adding a month, a second Adar, that's exactly where it comes from. A second Adar is included in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh or not. We're not sure whether the mitzvah of Ibur Hashanah, whether the second Adar is included in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh or not. There's a further machlokas, whether the cheshbin of the months and ultimately the calendar and the Kiddush, the actual sanctification of the month, are one mitzvah or two. Is that broken up into two mitzvos? Yoshua knows this well because this is the Rambam at its core, definitely the Sefer HaMitzvos. So the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Asei, Kufnun Gimel, which we have done,
last week,
discusses, that's right, includes both Kiddush and Cheshbon in the same mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam's bread and butter in the Sefer HaMitzvos is to tell you why, yes or no, certain mitzvos that seem very related, Eitan, certain mitzvos that seem very related either are considered one mitzvah,
nice,
or bedafka are not considered two, that's right, or are bedafka considered separate. So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos includes both Cheshbon and Kiddush in the same mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Smag, who also had a minyan HaMitzvos, he also had a count, so the Smag in Mitzvah Memvav says that no, Kiddush and Cheshbon, Cheshboning out the months and the actual sanctification of the month, are considered to be two different mitzvos. One is also listed separately in the next mitzvah of the Smag, right? I quote a mitzvah memvav. He quotes the next one. I forget which one is which right now. But mitzvah memvav and then mitzvah memzayin. The Ramban, in the name of the Bahag, has a third approach. That Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Hashanah, Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Hashanah, according to the Ramban in the third approach, are two separate mitzvos. And we know this because Kiddush HaChodesh is learned from the Pasuk in Parshas Bo, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim. L'chad She'ashana, excellent. We will have a lane off after this. I'm happy to take you on. While Ibur Hashanah... Well, what did you say?
I think I
have
money on jazz.
I do a mean Charles Charlotte.
Amazing. While Ibur Hashanah... Very good. While Ibur Hashanah is learned from...
Let's go!
V'shamarta es hachukah hazos l'moada...
Chukas.
Miyamim Yamima, not even close. Parshas Bo, which is learned from V'shamarta Zechukah Zos L'Mo'adam Miyamim Yamima. Let's go. Now the Rambam in the actual halachos comes the Rambam in Kiddush HaChodesh Perek, hey, halacha aleph, get this down. No, we did not. Says, only the Bezdin HaGadol, only the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. Fellas, let's get this down. Only, this is in Rambam Kiddush HaKodesh, hey, aleph.
Yep.
Only the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh can be Mekadesh the Chodesh or a Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael that received Rishus from the Bezdin HaGadol. So again, only the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh can do Kiddush HaKodesh or a Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael. There's a further question of Machlokas as to whether you only need the Bezdin HaGadol for Dinei Nefashos. We quoted from Sanhedrin before in the Rebbe's introduction.
Yeah!
So you only need the Bezdin HaGadol for Dinei Nefashos. Or even other Dinim, such as Kiddush HaChodesh. You only need the Bezdin HaGadol for Dinei Nefashos or for Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin in Perek Hei. The Rambam, we're doing a lot of Rambams now. So the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, definitely not. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin in Perek Hei leaves out the halacha that you need the Bezdin HaGadol for Kiddush HaChodesh. And I always say, before we continue explaining why he does that, or what you can learn from that,
it's just as important what he leaves
more,
out
more accurate, exactly, exactly. Says the captain, and it's true, Captain Crunch. He says that basically you can tell as much from what the Rambam includes than, you know, as well as what the Rambam excludes. The Rambam leaves out the halacha. Moving right along. So the Rambam leaves out the halacha that you need the Bezdin HaGadol for Kiddush HaChodesh. He says that you don't, which seems from this that you don't need the Bezdin HaGadol for Kiddush HaChodesh, and you would only need the Bezdin HaGadol for Dinei Nefashos. We learned that from the Mishnayos, Sanhedrin Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Sanhedrin Daf Beis Amud Aleph is a very long and large Amud.
It's massive.
Sometimes. Thank you for another...
Kiddush.
Yeah, thank you. Sometimes you'll see, and you can get confused if you're learning, you know, Mishnayos one at a time, but it's basically the entire first parak is listed on like one amud, that's right, one amud, and he lists all, it is listed, they all are listed on one amud. Why is that so? That's more of a formatting thing when they put together the Gemara. How are the months arranged? The next question, how are the months arranged? So Rashi in Parshas Bo, Rashi in Shmos, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis tells us you take the Pasuk at face value, meaning that Nisan is the beginning of the Jewish calendar year. Rishon hu lachem lechadshei hashana.
That's true.
Very good.
It was my partially Bar Mitzvah Parsha.
Yeah. Parshas Chodesh, yeah. Vayakub Akuda, yeah, very good. Right. So you take the Pasuk at face value, meaning that Nisan is the beginning of the Jewish calendar year. Let's get back to our regularly scheduled program. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, says the same. And so does the Meiri and the Ramban al Torah, where he says this, so that Nisan is the first month in the count, so that we always remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. People will ask you, well, why do we have Tishrei? Why do we have Nisan? And you can make the argument, Jane, that Tishrei should be the first one, because that's also Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everything we do is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? That's what Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and that's what Perek, you know, Chaf Gimel in Leviticus tells us. That everything, right? So everything is. So we say to that, if a Tishrei begins with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Nisan is known for Pesach. So give the month and start off with the month that's best identified. That's the answer that I'll give, that I think, right? Because you can ask the Kasha if everything's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Once our ancestors descended from Bavel, we continue. Once our ancestors descended from Bavel to build the second Beis HaMikdash, they gave names to the months. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, in order that we remember our Geula from Bavel. That's the reason. The Chasam Sofer, Ala Torah, has fiery language for anyone who calls the months by their English names. Ein lanu chelek be'elokei Yisrael, he says. Whoa, okay. So others felt that after we ascended from Bavel, the mitzvah to count from Nisan and only use Jewish month names no longer applies. It stopped being relevant when we had the second Beis HaMikdash. That's difficult to understand because it violates the klal of the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, hashtag Bekiyas Blitz, Ein Navi Rashai Lachadesh Davar Me'ata, that a Navi is not allowed to. And here the Navi is violating that. Here it's that there's a new institution, you know, a prophetic institution. How could you say that, you know, that a Navi is a rabbi, that he is allowed to be Mechadish Dover, so that violates Ein Navi Rasha Mechadish Dover Me'ata, that's the bottom of Megillah Beis Medeis. And also Beferish in the Pasuk in my favorite book of Tanakh, the Pasuk in Megillah's Esther, Paragimel, Pasuk Zion says, when Haman makes the poor, He makes the lots, he makes the lottery, and figures out when he'd like to destroy the Jews. It says, Bachodesh Harishon hu Chodesh Nisan. Bishnash Nemesrei. Okay, we're not leaving the Megillah now. And Lechodesh Shnemasar Chodesh Adar.
Please, it's on why you
So he tells you, very good, so he tells you, exactly right, that we have a raya from the greatest book of Tanakh, from Megillah, or from my favorite, that that it tells you in two places, like juxtaposed to one another, Bachodesh Harishon, Chodesh Nisan, Bishnash Temesrei, right? Lamelech HaChashirosh, Yipilpur, Hu Hagoro, Lifnei Amar. Oh, we have another Bachore, very good. Very good. Very good. We see historically, let's get back to it. We see historically, it's gone back and forth, which means that you can call months by both Hebrew and secular names. But the only mitzvah and insistence we have is to arrange the months in the way that Nisan is first. So everything follows in the Seder HaChadashim, everything Jordan follows starting from Nisan and working our way through. Are there any requirements for the Edom? This is very important. Are there any requirements for the Edom? So they obviously can't be pasul, but I'd like to define what Edom Psulim are. There are two definitions. Let's get this down. There are two definitions of Edom Psulim in Shas. One is a Karov, a relative, and the second is a Russia. We're not telling the story now. It has Nivel Peh. We're not doing that at all. But some of you know what story I'm talking about from one of the Gedolei Hador, where he once let his mouth slip. He didn't really let it slip. I think he planned it. He's going to say it's But he is one of the brightest men of our generation, fully articulate, originally from New York, and that's all we're going to say about him, and we could talk about this after.
Shlita.
He called somebody a little bit less of a flattering name than even a Rosh of the Chamas, but that's the way he started the conversation.
Deserved it.
The Mishnayos, he basically did.
Yeah.
The Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah and Sanhedrin list off half a dozen examples of Psulei Eidos. Why do I say that it's in two Masechtas? We should know the lay of the land. Hashtag, we need to know where things are in Shas. So it's in both. Rosh Hashanah and Sanhedrin lists off half a dozen examples of Psulei Eidos. What makes you invalid? What makes you pasul? Which fall into one of these two categories. Either a karov or a pasul. We aim for clarity. We learned that from the pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim, Shmos Parachav Gimel, pasuk Aleph. Al tashas yadcha im Rasha, liyos eid chamas. A Rasha de chamas. Where anyone who is over in Avera, anybody who's over in Avera, where your Chayiv Malkus is considered Pasul Le'edos. If you do an Avera that warrants a Chayiv Malkus, you're Pasul Le'edos.
Is there any...
That we know, hold on a second. Yeah. That we know from the Pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze, Dvarim Perachav Beis, Pasuk Beis, V'haya im bin hakos harasha. And obviously anyone who's Chayiv Kares or Mizas Bezdin is called a Rasha and is therefore Pasul Le'edos. Yeah, Joshi.
Is there ever a time where we say that this dean of Pasul Le'edos wears off? And saying like a guy like, for example, like Rish Lakish. Then like he probably would have been a good guy to have Edus at the end of his life. Being saying in the beginning of his life, you probably wouldn't want him to be on your side or going against either way as a name.
I have the whole story of how Rish Lakish was like, he's basically the definition of a Baal Tshuva. Rish Lakish was the head of a gang.
Mm-hmm.
He's the head of like a biker's gang. It's like crazy to think the Amoraim. We can go through the whole story later, but basically, I'm not sure if it ever wears off because you have people who have been Rachmana Litzlan. We should not make light of this. People who are in the front, of Jewish newspapers, and they were supposed to be called up as like an aid kedushin at a wedding. They were supposed to be called up, you know, as like an aid at a wedding. The most important kibudim at a wedding are the aid kedushin. And now they're not. So does that ever wear off?
Or they are still sometimes.
I'm saying, so does it ever wear off? What does that mean? What does that mean that it would wear off?
It.
Yeah. No, I'm saying like what do they have to do? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's a good question. You should definitely ask the Rebbe if you have time after Musa. Yeah.
The Rebbe.
You said it was telling on like whether it's a Chiyav Malkus or not. Isn't like Masalchi Bukovia, isn't that not?
At least the Chiyav Malkus.
Other ones also.
I'm saying that's definitely like one definition. Yeah. Yes. No, you're right. I mean, in the Mishnah, yeah. The Mishnah is in Sanhedrin, which is the same Mishnah in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah.
And And Rav David Weinberg.
That's right. Elohein Apsul. We're not going to sing it now. Tosas in Sanhedrin Chavdalad Amid Beis. Let's move right along. We do not have a lot of time. Tosas in Sanhedrin Chavdalad Amid Beis tells us in Dibra Maschil, the Elohein Apsul, and not right now, tells us in order to be Pasul Eidos Min HaTorah, get the difference Min HaTorah Midrabanan. In order to be Pasul Eidos Min HaTorah, you must do an Avera. That's A. Beautiful note, Zach. Do an Avera. Do it B'nezid. And realize the extent of your Avera. Even if someone isn't Chayav Malkus for an Avera, but is instead Chayav in Tashlumin, you took the words right out of my mouth, Janae, but is instead Chayav in Tashlumin, you have to pay for something. You're Chayav in Onesh of Tashlumin, he's also Pasul Eidos. The Mishnah only lists off Jacob, the Psule Eidos Midrabanan. And again, a nearly identical, if not identical, I'm trying to picture the Mishnah now, it's nearly, if not the same Mishnah, the Mishnah is Rosh Hashanah, and the Mishnah in the third Perek and Perek Zebora. No, please. So the Mishnah only lists off the Psule Eidos Midrabanan, since all these people listed in the Mishnah are suspected of violating an Avera associated with money, a Ganav or Gazlan. Therefore, they are suspected of testifying falsely through Shochad. Right? Because the way that you're going to testify falsely, and the way that we're afraid of that, is if there's money involved. They're going to be bribed. That's the Psukim in Parsha Shoftim at the beginning. Ki HaShochad Yaver! Right? Enei Chachamim V'Yisalef Divrei Tzadikim. I actually have to go back and lay the trap right, right? Ki HaShochad Yaver Enei Chachamim V'Yisalef Divrei Tzadikim. And then, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, according to Jane. Right, Shkoyah, thanks. Yeah. So again, it's really circulating my money. And I just wanted for 10 seconds just say, you see that the Jewish community, unfortunately, we should be better. Rachmana Litzlan can't keep their hands off of money. That's the definition. You don't need to be Chayav Malkus. That's a good definition. Those people, very good. We know exactly to what you're referring. Those people should not be called up as kibbutzim. Now again, I'll say again. The Masadr Kedushin is the most bekovedic. It is not the most halachically binding, most halachically important. It's all about the Eidei Kedushin. The Masadr Kedushin could be, right, could be somebody who's less in Torah stature than the Eidei Kedushin. Most people like their Rebbe, or if their father's a Rebbe, their father-in-law's a Rebbe, or if their grandfather, whatever it is, they like the person who they're closest to, Masadr Kedushin. For good reason. Just make sure that your Eidei Kedushin are bosses. Okay. Very good. So, and finally, when it comes to their Eidos in Kiddush HaChodesh, they are suspected of fooling or tricking the Bezdin. That's also why they're possible Eidos. Our second topic, Tkiya Shofar. Tkiya Shofar, let's get these notes. We're going to get a comprehensive overview of Tkiya Shofar. Tkiya Shofar appears three times in Chamisha Chumshei Torah. The first is in Parshas Emor, Eitan Moshe. The second is in Bahar. And the third is in Pinchas. Three different truos, because of the three mentions, three different truos are sandwiched by a tkiya lefaneha and a tkiya la'achareha. That means that min haTorah you have to blow nine kolos. The last time I checked, 3 times 3 is exactly 9. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, a shout out to Jewish music with this Gemara. Iskin Rabbi Abo B'Kesari. No, but Iskin Rabbi Abo B'Kesari, right, Shweki and Kesari, it's the same place. Iskin Rabbi Abo B'Kesari, Rabbi Abo instituted in Kesari, get this down, that we're not sure how to blow a trua. Is it 9 shorter sounds, what's called a trua as we know, or what the Gemara calls a yulala? Or is it 3 longer sounds, a shvarim, which is a yivava? It's really a machlokes. I don't mean to be funny here, but it's really machlokes in how people cry. And here's a little bit of a yesod in adults, particularly children, which is going to be the example we're going to give.
Yeah, one of those, yeah.
But it's true in adults also, because some people in certain midos, in certain traits, never grow up. Certain people are just always immature in certain things, where we always crave attention. If a child scrapes his knee, or hurts himself somewhere and there's a reason for him to cry, he almost always, not always, but I would say about 98% of the time, will look to see. There's a moment of silence, a brief moment of silence. He'll look to see if anybody's looking. He's never thought of that yesod. So it's the yesod in adults also. We look to see who is behind us in certain things. Who is, like we spoke about Chanukah in the house. This permeates Kol HaTorah Kula and all things in life. We are looking to see if other people are with us for certain good things, but like we just spoke about, certain times where it is unnecessary. It's a machlokas in how people cry. Now the Bam Kasha, right? So you have to blow each 3 times. Now the Bam Kasha. Why didn't they know until Rabbi Abo came along? They didn't know. Iskin Rabbi Abba Bekesari, says the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Daled. So why didn't they know until Rabbi Abba came along? So there are a couple of answers. The Ran quotes Rav Haigon from the time of the Gaonim. Right, Rav Haigon says that any combo is right. Any combination of Tekiah Shoram Teruah Tekiah, any combo is right as long as you blow a broken sound. It could be a Yulala, it could be a Yavava, other words, right? It could be a Shvarim or a Trua. Rabbi Abbo just wanted to minimize Machlokes and Klal Yisrael. So he said, he instituted this, so now we have a format that's mentioned in the Talmud. Now we have a format that's mentioned in the Gemara.
Who said that then?
That is Rav Haigon, quoted by the Ran. The Ran brings down Rosh Hashanah. Right. So the second reason is given by who else? The Rambam and Hilchos Shofar. The Rambam and Hilchos Shofar, Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis, tells us it was a real suffix. We really weren't sure what to do. We were in real doubt. So that's why we blow all three permutations. People hadn't heard Shofar in a while, and you wonder why, and I'll tell you why, right? Because it was a Shas Milchama. They thought that it was a call to arms. And during times, during the tragic times there, when they would blow the shofar, so they were blowing Tekiah Shoram Teruah Tekiah, but other people would have mistaken it for a call to arms. And right, that's why there are sugyas in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. I don't need to tell you this. You can just, you know, go downstairs, take a look at the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. That's why there are sugyas in the third parak of Rosh Hashanah of Hatokeh al-Sel Chabor, people blowing into a pit, you know, they would blow privately, and the idea of blowing later in the day by Musaf, more of a concealed Tekiah. Another question, we followed up with a question of why then not just blow three times Tashrat, Tekiah Shoram Teruah Tekiah, and be Yotze L'Chol Adeos? Why not cover all our bases? Why do we need to give all these permutations and specific permutations and yada yada yada? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, gives the answer to this question and says it might be a hefsek. We have to know what the right thing is. The Ramban expounds on that and tells us that a hefsek here means blowing a different kol. If you blow Niggun of the Week instead of another Truah. If you blow another Niggun, if you blow NFL on Fox, so, right, hashtag February 5th, so it tells us that, right, a hefsek here means blowing a different kol. But isn't it Baal Tosif? So Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, we did Baal Tosif last year, we did Rosh Hashanah, at the beginning of Choref.
I was here, actually.
You were definitely here. Baal Tosif is only a problem. Get this down. There's a clown Baal Tosif in Kol HaTorah Kula. Baal Tosif is only a problem. That's Tezayin. Yeah, so this is Tosfos, Rosh Hashanah Tezayin. Says the Tosfos say that a Baal Tosif, right, the Baal Tosif is only a problem when an individual changes the Tzuras HaMitzvah, when you change the actual form of the mitzvah. I'll give a good example. Not when you repeat the same mitzvah. If instead of just a lul of Esra Gadas Menaravos, you have a lul of Esra Gadas Menaravos and a banana. So you have something else that's yellow, but that's completely different. So that's Baal Tosif. That's what Tosif was saying. The Rashba gives another understanding about Tosif. The Rashba Rosh Hashanah, there, Tezayin Amud Aleph, you guessed it. The Rashba says it's only a problem when an individual, emphasis on the word individual, when a yachid adds to a mitzvah, but not when the bezdin or the tzibur, by the appointment of the bezdin, by the psak of the bezdin, adds to a mitzvah. Only when yechidim, only when individuals. How do you blow the different tekiyos? So halacha l'maisa. So how do you blow them? So the Rush quotes the minhag, what's called the minhag beis hayeshivos. The minhag beis yeshivos, the two yeshivos there in Bavel, Sura and Pumbedisa. That, listen carefully. I'm gonna mention this slowly so you get this down. The minhag beis hayeshivos is in Malchios you blow Tashrat, Tekiah Shoram Teruah Tekiah. In Zichronos you blow Tashat, Tekiah Shoram Teruah. And in Shofros, you blow Tarat, Tekiah Teruah Tekiah. That's the Minhag Beis HaYeshivos quoted by none other than the Rush. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says no. You only blow Tashrat all three times. The Minhag Bizman Azeh, Halacha L'maisa, in every community, is to blow Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat at all three. In Pinsker, in the Lower East Side, all three. At all, Malchios, Zichronos, Shofros, and by Rabbi Fink, yes, in the Young Israel of New Rochelle. And by Bailey. How could we forget Bailey?
Yeah.
And in Gilbert Arenat. Yeah. In Arenat.
Jordan. Gilbert Arenat.
And today, sure, in Gilbert Arenat. Okay.
Rabbi Billet Shul, too.
Rabbi Billet Shul, Young Israel of Woodmere. And?
Beth Shalom.
Oh, Rabbi Kenny Hain. Okay, oh, wonderful. Sure. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Kenneth Hain.
Sure,
sure. Tabach Chacham and Tzadik. Rabbi Kenneth Hain, wonderful, so wonderful person. At all three, so we blow all three. Let's go. What's the bracha? What's the appropriate bracha? A little. Oh, very good.
Oh, yeah.
So the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, tells us it's Lishmo Kol Shofar, excellent Yoshua. That's also why, in terms of Lundus, get this down, that's also why there's no Gzela B'Kol. You could steal actual Cheftas, but there's no Chefta of a Kol. You can't steal a voice. You can't steal a sound, you can't steal a Shofar blast. Because the mitzvah is Shmiah. The Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Eitan, in the context of the Tkios in the Jubilee, right?
Of Ramel.
Tuesday night, I just found out something interesting. There's not going to be a meal there. Yeah, there can be some refreshments outside. I'm going to go. I'm going to go at 9 o'clock. Yeah,
the
9 o'clock. The concert starts. Probably go at like 8:30, 8:45. It's just at Ramel, and I'll see you there. I'll save you a seat. No, just like sit and enjoy. Afterwards, maybe. The Rambam and Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel.
Rabbi, you sure you want to make this public?
The Rambam and Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, I have no problem. The Rambam and Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, we do not apologize to anybody. The Rambam and Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Perek Yud Halacha Yud.
Is it open to public?
The Rambam and Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel.
Is it open to the public? The Yovel?
I think so. I think that part is.
All are invited.
Excellent. The Rambam and Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Perek Yud Halacha Yud, tells us, Mitzvahs Aseh Litkoa B'Shofar Ba'asiri B'Tishrei. B'Yom HaKippurim Taviru Shofar B'Chol Atzachem.
Mitzvah Kuf Nun Aleph.
Wow. That's okay. Roll your hand. Very good. And it's not a stira. And it's not a stira. There are two different dinim. Yeah. That's how we paskin. Lishma kol shofar. So Rabbeinu Tam, this is the second time tonight. Excellent question. And it's an excellent question because you're taking the words right out of my mouth. Rabbeinu Tam quoted in the Rush, in Rosh Hashanah, Dalid Yud, Perak Dalid Simon Yud. So a lot tonight, as usual. So please hold cup. Says you make an altkiyah shofar. Now, we do not paskin like the Rush. We make a lishma kol shofar like Yoshua says. It's not Yoshua against the Rush, but whatever. Fine. We don't paskin like this because it's unique that the ma'isa is also the gemar hamitzvah. Lishma kol shofar because right lishma kol shofar because the ma'isa is also the gemar hamitzvah. May you eat, fellas. May you eat before tkiyah shofar. You allowed to eat. So this is a whole discussion of whether you're allowed to eat before any mitzvah. The Gemara that Rebbe quoted before.
Yes.
In his whole right. Woo, the Grand Rebbe. That the Grand Rebbe quoted before. Shh. The Ooh. Sukkah. No, that your Grand your Rebbe Grand quoted Rebbe. Before. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches about Shomea Ka'one. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches also mentions the Isser of eating before davening. The Isser of eating before davening, it's not just before davening, the Isser of eating before doing any mitzvah, and we continue. There's an idea to eat before chatzos, so as not to appear as you're fasting. Rav Akiva Eger Paskin, for those who feel weak, to take something to eat.
My brother and I go out during Haftorah. You know, we make a little kiddush and have a little.
If you think you're going to run into chatzos, that is, will be Malame Tzchus. That's where kiddush clubs started from. Okay, maybe not. Comes the Stei Chemed on the Rambam. Not now, we do not have a lot of time. Comes the Stei Chemed and explains that make sure not to eat too much so as not to appear, I'm sorry, so that will be Mechayev you in Kiddush from Makom Suda. Make sure that you can't because you got to go back and hear Shofar and for that matter, Davin Musaf. Many Achronim say that you may eat before Tekiyah Shofar as you'll still remain focused because of the Emas Hadin keeps us focused on the mitzvah. You're about to daven musaf. So you're about to pray for your life, literally. So that's why if you're allowed to eat, it's not going to make you too jovial and too jolly. The Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah explains, based on the juxtaposition, this is my favorite because it's very chumish and, you know, like leaning oriented, based on the juxtaposition of Yom Truah Yelachem and Va'asisem Ola, you know, you need to know chumish in order for this.
So I don't know where things are.
100%. So this Mantki HaShofar is at Musaf. People ask why it's at Musaf, and we should know the why to the what. As always, bless you and the entire Siegel family. That's why. Yom Tshuva Yelachem Vasi Samola. Why? Because you bring Karbanos at Musaf. B'meir Yibon HaMikdash Eitam, we're going to bring Karbanos.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
You bring Karbanos Musaf.
Amen.
Comes the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, this is the Gemara we quoted before, and says that you cannot eat before any mitzvah. The poskim say, but if it's derech arai, if it's once in a while, you're allowed to do so. If it's once in a while, it's
you know,
okay.
What's the deal with popping, you know, in the second parak of Sukkah, where they pop it on the way to Shir, you know?
Sure.
So that's considered second to be derech arai.
We did that. Okay.
What else is incorporated into Tekiyah Shofar? So this is very big. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, says, Amiras, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros. Excuse me, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros. Rebbe's opinion,
yes,
like the Mishnah, is that Malchios is incorporated into the Kedusha Sayom.
Wrong Rebbe, actual Rebbe.
Yeah. No, I saw you going the wrong direction, that's okay. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Rashbag, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Zichronos is incorporated into the Kedusha Sayom also. But since the Gemara in my favorite Masechta on Daf Mem Tesemid Aleph, since the Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Tesemid Aleph makes clear that you can't be Chosein B'Shtayim, you can never end a Bracha with two endings, with two themes. It must be, Zach, that Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros are part and parcel of the Kedusha Sayom. They're actually part of the Kedusha Sayom. What's the proof? We always need a good Raya. The proof is that Rosh Hashanah does not have its own name in the Chumash. It does not have its own name in the Torah, like Pesach and Sukkot. Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaSukkos, Chag HaPesach. True, it's Yom Truah, but it has other alternate names as well that are used just as much. But that's the essence of Shofros, which is part of the Kedusha Sayom. The other two names, Yom HaZikaron, or Yom HaZikaron, and the expression of Melech HaKol HaAretz, are represented by Malchios and Zichronos. Forget about Shofros for a second. Malchios and Zichronos. Comes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Daled Amid Beis, and tells us that it's clear that if you have to choose, please listen carefully to this, because this has been Halacha L'maisa for a couple of people in the last year. I definitely got the Shiloh once. That if you have to choose between Tkios and Tfilah, I got the Shiloh this year. If you have to choose between Tkios and Tfilah, and you can only do one, you do Tkios because they're Deoraisa. If you have about Tkeh and you have about Tfilah, so it hurts me to say this, but it's true that you do Tkios because they're Deoraisa. The question, the follow-up question is, but it says in Aramaic, in the Talmud, it says in the Gemara, but Rachmana Amar Itkari, we know the Dalet and Zayin are interchangeable in Hebrew and Aramaic, Brachmana Amar Iskari, right, Lahaskir means to mention. The Torah tells us you have to mention the Tfilos of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, and that's also the Oraisa, if Rachmana Amar, Rachmana either and both means Hashem and the Torah, Yoshua. So that means that that's the Oraisa, that's clear as day. Come the Achronim and say that's only with Shofar that Tefillah is the Oraisa. Only with Shofar that Tefillah is the Oraisa. The first Raya is the Tosefta in Rosh Hashanah in the first Perek. The Tosefta in Rosh Hashanah were all over Shas as usual, so the Tosefta in Rosh Hashanah, definitely all over Masech Rosh Hashanah. The Tosefta in Rosh Hashanah in the first Perek tells us, Imru Lefanai Shofros, Kadei Shetale Tfilaschem Betrua Lefanai. The Tfilah should go up like Shofros, like the blast ascends to Shamayim. And the second Raya is the Gemara in the Bavli, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. We quoted it before in the context of Al Tosif, but the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah itself says, you see from here that Imru Lefanai Malchios Zichronos and Shofros is a Tfilah de Oraisa. We hold, we did not... Did we do this yet? Yes, we did. The first week, week one, Masechus Brachos on Masechta for tonight has 9 prakim and 8 topics. And the fifth topic was Tfilah. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was the fifth topic. Tfilah is, right? Tfilah is Doraisa once a day, every day. According to the Ramban, that's according to our favorite, that's according to Maimonides. It's according to the Ramban. The Ramban says it's only Tfilah Doraisa, but Eis Tzara. So the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, moving right along, the Daflamid Beis Mad Aleph. Fourth topic, thank you, Shkoich. So, it's also the fourth parak. Parak Tfilas HaShachar. So that makes sense. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Med Aleph, tells us Rachmana is not the Torah. Interesting. It's just a hint from the Torah, to quote from my Rebbe and your Grand Rebbe not 2 hours ago. He mentioned this when he gave an entire Shir Ketan Mevarchin, a comprehensive overview of Birchus Hananin, and a little bit of Birchus HaMitzvos. So, he mentioned this whole thing, the difference between a svara being deoraisa, difference between deoraisa, drabanan. It also includes, you know, asmachta. So asmachta is just a hint from the Torah. The follow-up question is it also minat Torah? Listen carefully on Rosh Hashanah Shecholios B'Shabbos, when you're not blowing shofar. Is it also a deoraisa on Rosh Hashanah Shecholios B'Shabbos? So comes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavtes Mubeis, and tells us, Yom Trua teaches that you only blow shofar and Rosh Hashanah falls on a weekday. Zichron Trua, in another pasuk, tells us, teaches that you don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. You have Yom Trua and you have Zichron Trua. There are two ways to explain this, and with this we close. Rashi says what follows is that Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros is only Deoraisa on a weekday. In the years that Rosh Hashanah has a weekday, we've had a bunch in the last few. We haven't had Rosh Hashanah Shcholios for Shabbos in a while. It's only on a weekday since we blow day. Right. The next Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Tavshanayin Ches. Haba Aleinu Latova.
Amen.
September 2017. September 2017. Amen. My favorite Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah. It is a three-dayer. It's another Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. As Bali Tfila, we absolutely love that.
Let's go. Because
you're so exhausted after 2 days, you go right into Shabbos Kodesh. It's amazing.
Look at that. You feel it?
And also, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is, yeah. Yom Kippur is on Shabbos if you have a three-day Rosh Hashanah. And that's amazing. That's the way it's supposed to be. And then you have the maximum number of vacation days, maximum number of Ben Azman in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So that's great. With a staff meeting every day. Okay. So, and the second way to understand is no. When you have a chiyuv, right? When you have a chiyuv tkios, then tefillah is midrabana, because that's the Gemara that if you have to choose between the two, like we said before, you go with shofar over tefillah since it's d'oraisa. That when you have right, that's when you have both available to you. The tour in Or HaChaim, Siman Tav Kuf Pei Beis, quotes an opinion that on Leil Rosh Hashanah, the night of Rosh Hashanah night, you always say zichron trua because there's no tkiyah shofar at night, even on a weeknight. We don't paskin like that. But the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, says that when it comes to Malchios, Brachos Bitfilos Ma'akvos, you need to say, right, you need to say 10 psukim from Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Right? Ksuvim would be Tehillim. This is based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis Mid Aleph, that Asara Malchios correspond to the Aseres Adibros and the Asara Mamoros. It's actually the first Gemara, it's the first Makor out of thousands, out of probably tens of thousands, quoted by the Torah Tmima, by Baruch HaLevi Epstein, the son of the Aruch HaShulchan, when he opens up his commentary on the Torah Tmima. That's the first one, Parshas Bereishis. Asara Mamoros Nivro Olam. This is based, right, on the, right, so that's based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. And it's similar to the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chafal Mabez, with this we close, that you can't read less than 10 psukim, also based on the Asara Mamoros, through which the world is created, or the Aseres HaDibros. What comes out according to this, finally, Shema, finally, what comes out according to this is that the kiyum, the fulfillment of reading the psukim of Malchios, is a kiyum of Talmud Torah, not just tefillah. What must follow is that you need to read 10 psukim. Everybody have an amazing Shabbos. Thank you so much.